You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again on this Friday, September the 8th. I'm Andy Holden, going to be looking at Kilbeggan this evening after the two Irish meetings. Of course, we had Down Royal on the flat, but this one's definitely where the best action takes place tonight. And we've got some really competitive stuff at this tight right-handed venue, most notably the 6.55, which brings together a whole host of informed chases in that very competitive affair for €11,000. And we've got some decent hurdle action an hour early in that 5.55, when once again a competitive field faces the starter.
Race one.
We begin, however, with a 2 mile maiden hurdle set to be run on good to yielding ground, although there is one or two showers forecast that might just deteriorate as the afternoon and evening progresses. We've got a few here that have run quite reasonably in most recent times. Chapeau Neuf de Pape is likely to be the favourite here from the Anthony Mullins stable, following that good run the other day behind Canny Tom, who finally got off the mark at the umpteenth time of asking for the Gordon Elliott stable. I presume if he runs up to that level here, he's sure to go well. But I was also very, very taken by the performance 2 days later of the Brass Moulder over the same course and distance. And Henry de Bromhead's Charge gets the vote on the basis that I think he just might have a little bit more improvement in him. And given that the way he kept on well without being unduly punished by Davy Russell in the latter stages of that race won by Fort Montague, then I certainly think that he is likely to be a much more sharper individual here this evening. Indeed, he does look a future chaser, given his size and structure, and of course being by the Saar Milan. Right, about 2-1 this morning, Henry de Brobled's The Brass Moulder is quite a strong choice there in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which comes up at 4.50. First, the competitive handicaps. This one's over 2 miles. I don't really understand the betting here, if I'm being truly honest. The Trigger's favourite here, off the back of several pretty impressive displays over fences throughout the summer jumping period. But he got beat here the last day when Connections tried to sneakily run him over hurdles off a very low mark. And although he ran well, that project came unstuck. And if you have a look at his profile, he's more of a 2.5 mile stroke, 2 mile six horse than he is going to be a 2 mile. He's very one paced, as most sort of chasers over that intermediate distance are. And I just think he's going to get outpaced here tonight. And Sierra Law, who travelled really eye catchingly strongly at Down Royal before going on to win very easily in the hands of Barry John Foley last week, is a very confident choice to get the better of him. I actually can't understand why this horse isn't favourite, because his time figure that night was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card. He's clearly coming good at the right time. 2 miles round here, absolutely ideal for a strong travelling type. And at 4-1, 9-2 this morning, he rates a really good each way bet over the favourite, the Trigger there. Because I'd probably bet the other way around here. I'd have Sierra Law favourite. So with that in mind, a very confident vote there for Carl Thornton's four-year-old in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the 5.25, and we've got a short price favourite here from the Joseph O'Brien stable, Felix Mandelson. Now, he looked like winning the other day, despite him being a 25-1 shot on his first run over hurdles for quite a while. He swooped to the front with a good jump at the second last and jumped the last two lengths clear, only to get outrun on the running. Now, whether that was just lack of fitness or whether he was a bit of a stargazer and basically dodged his head off on the running is very much open to question, but I'm not really inclined to take 4-5 to find out here this evening. I'm not a massive fan of Sharp's choice either. He's had a gazillion chances and he looks very untrustworthy and one-paced at the same time. So I'm going to go with King's War here, from the Patrick Muni stab. Now, he's had 11 goes, quite a few over hurdles, but he always runs to a fairly consistent level of form. And being as he's a 4-1 shot, I'm more than happy to back him each way knowing that he's more than likely to finish in the first three here at the very worst. So the safety net of three places is very much at the back of my mind here. I thought he ran really well the other day down Raw over tonight's trip when he was third behind Bosco Diolka. And there were several horses that were in behind him that evening. He held the ground, no problem. So King's War, very confident again of him running a huge race there in race number three.
Race four.
On to the first of the big handicaps here then this evening, and we've got a few track specialists lining up here. Most notably, Jamie Summers, who has run here at least double figures, and she always tends to run her race for the Michael Boat Stable, but she's only won one in 24, so that rather tempers enthusiasm. Whereas Lucky Pat from the Die Love Stable has run here three times and has managed to keep a clean sheet all the way through, three wins in three runs. So clearly this right-handed track suits. The last time he shipped up over hurdles, he absolutely bolted up. And he ran really well on his last start over fences the other day down in Killarney when he was fourth behind Kilcarry Bridge in what was a very strongly run contest. Prior to that, he'd handled the bottomless conditions really well at the Galway Festival when finishing a creditable second behind Never Rush a Con. So any rain in the area tonight wouldn't harm his chances whatsoever. He's got a little bit of a touch of class. He often travels well in his races. And around about 4-1 this morning, I'd be a little bit disappointed if Lucky Pat couldn't run up to a decent standard in that 5.55.
Race 5.
On to the 6.25 then, and we've got a decent looking beginner's chase in front of us here. And the one I quite like here is Penny Jane from the Gordon Elliott Stable. She's been a pretty consistent mare throughout the summer jumping period, winning a few times over hurdles. And there was nothing wrong with her chase debut the other day at Tremor, albeit she got beat 20-odd lengths by the winner, Mullinavat, who's a very proficient horse in that particular sphere. I didn't really think that Davy Russell ever put Penny Jane into the race. I think he always felt as though he wasn't going to catch the well-ridden and aggressively campaigned Henry de Bromhead's front runner, and he rather just basically schooled around and just thought, okay, right, second is the best place I'm going to finish, I'll be happy with that. And he did so fairly comfortably. I'm sure she's going to be more positively ridden here this evening, or certainly that's the belief. And with Johnny Burke on board, who's riding really well at the moment since his comeback, I'd certainly expect a more positive effort from Penny Jane this evening. And at 5-1, I'm fairly confident that she'll be in the first three barring accident. So decent each way bet there for Penny Jane in the 6.25.
Race number 6.
On to the 6.55 then, and the big race of the evening. Quite a few horses are bound to be laid out for this particular race, given that they've got a good track record behind them. None more so than Net de Cos, who ran really well on his only previous visit here to this track when finishing third behind Phil's Magic and Mr. Bossman in a very strongly run affair back in July. There was nothing wrong with his performance last time out in the Galway Blazers at Ballybrick when finishing third behind Riviera Sun. Once again, travelling really well in through the majority of the contest before just getting a little bit tired up the hill. He stays 3 miles particularly well. Soft ground won't be an issue. And with Norman, he's also continuing to thrive. I'd expect Net de Cos here to certainly justify his position in the market and go well there in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then. Once again, we've got a bumper with a Willie Mullins trained individual at the head of the market in the shape of Johnny Craig. And the market certainly will be the indicator to his chances, around about 6-4 this morning. However, there are one or two unraced horses from big, powerful stables that also catch the eye. None more so than Arch Stanton from the Noel Mead stable. Now, Noel introduced a really nice horse that won in Roscommon the other day, well back, called Kerwin's Lane. So he's obviously got his bumper team in fairly good shape. And this gelding by Jeremy has got a nice pedigree. And, of course, Danny Benson's on board, which has got to be seen as a plus. Do like Danny as a rider. I think he's fairly useful. Hopefully this horse will handle the conditions. And at 5-1, he looks a fair each-way bet there in the concluding bumper. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again when are we going to be taking a look at the first of the two big spectacular days on the Irish Champions weekend, beginning at Leopardstown with their eight race card tomorrow. Spectacular stuff there, of course, with the Matron Stakes, the Group 1, the Boomerang Stakes, and of course the Irish Champions Stakes, all covered here on William Hill Radio. So hopefully you'll tune into the podcast tomorrow morning, and I look forward to catching you there. And until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.